Dun, 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 dun. All right, your mission. Should you choose to accept it?
Did you try to sing the song?
I know.
I would like to continue singing that song.
Stop vocal cord shaming me. Normalize people who can't sing well, like Anne Curtis. She's always said if you can't sing well, sing loud. So
one of my favorite tweets of all time. It's like, tungkol saan ba yung horrible bosses? Tungkol kay Anne Curtis ba yan?
Whoa.
She's super good natured and good humored about the quality of her voice. She loves to sing.
Yeah, but wasn't there a recent video where she was like singing The Little Mermaid, and then it was like, oh, she can sing.
She can sing naman eh, pero yung mga gusto niyang, yung mga aspirations niya na beat it. That's when people draw the line.
So aiming out of reach lang is the problem.
Or just thinking, tao ka rin pala, Anne Curtis. So.
But can you imagine, like, she had a full tour, and that tour was basically about...
Hey, I saw that. I saw opening night.
I saw it. I went to, like, some desert in Nevada.
Well, araneta lang naman po ako.
Yeah, it's like, wow. I can't believe I drove an hour and a half.
That's how much we love her, right? Oh, yeah,
Burning Man.
No, I don't know. It's like they call it Indian casinos, right? No matter, despite it being so...
One of those Pinoy tour stops.
Yeah.
That was a reservation.
Yeah.
We love her. We love her so much. So much. Even if she keeps declining interviews with me.
Yes, but then we don't exist. And all that.
Anyway. Wow. Congratulations, Quark. Your film, Where's the Lie? AKA Marupok AF, is a closing film over at Cinemalaya 2023, happening next month.
Yay!
Indeed.
No, that's super fun. I didn't know that the CCP was not open. So, but that's cool because it's PICC, which is actually one of my favorite buildings in the Philippines.
Is it
so,
really?
That's cool.
I don't remember the PICC at all.
It's a brutalist icon. Is it? It's Locsin, di ba?
Yes,
one of the last area, right, is brutalist Locsin with the CCP there.
With folk art and all of that. Yeah.
And sadly, just, you know, because na mention, no, I think, di ba Locsin din yung Greenbelt one, which they're tearing down, apparently.
No, really?
No!
Why can't they just keep the exterior?
The facade?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they want to make a, they want to
make put it box.
A taller building, yeah.
Oh, well, build,
you know, maximize
build over it. I don't know
the money.
When I was going around Boston, and I'm sure you can relate, Ramon, there were so many good brutalist buildings there that were not demolished, and because they want to keep the, even if it doesn't, you know, go with the whole colonial town look, they wanted to keep the whole or preserve the architecture, which is great.
That's nice. My heritage, my respect for culture.
Yeah.
So, Quark,
anyway, congrats, Quark.
Your film.
Thank you.
One full month from now, August 13, Marupok AF, i.e. Where is the Lie, closes Cinemalaya, likely in the PICC. Any words this far ahead?
I just hope there's going to be an after party and that they don't
scrimp.
Spend all the money with the other.
There are two others that Anima, our mother company, is... supporting or producing or backing. One is Sam Lee's much awaited Rookie, and Kevin Mayuga's much awaited also When This Is All Over, alongside Quark Canaris's directorial, not debut pero finale. Oh my gosh, goodbye film.
Oh, no, end of my career. That's it. Bye guys.
Whoa.
Pero
second time mo nang second time mo nang sinara yung Cinemalaya. What an honor.
Yeah, no, that was super fun, though. Like, no, but the, like, I remember when we did Rock and Roll and it was closing or a closing film of Cinemalaya, then there was a concert and then, you know, taken by Cars and Sandwich and I think Shudad and Worms played. And then the next day I was literally in a classroom in USC. Well, I was kind of like technically the next day because the day rewound, but I remember we had lunch in my daughter's house and off I went to this school. what a weird series of days those were.
Oh, diba?
Yeah.
And now the fruit of your business school.
Yes. That's the speech. Diba? That is the
Quark,
speech.
When Quark Henares shows up, your right. film festival is over.
I put up a business just so I could make this movie.
Quark, there has to be a photo op with you and Rico.
Yeah. Come on.
Hugging.
Oh.
And kissing.
Hugging and kissing.
Yung parang, yeah. ano, yung parang best friend, my best friendship over. Ganun. Gawin natin ang tarp yan.
Yeah. Diba? No, yeah. I mean, diba, when Rico asked if I could do another music video, it's like, magiging friends na lang tayo, pare.
Oh.
Moving on. Ramon, what is happening over at Hollywood Land?
Hollywood Land. It looks like the Screen Actors Guild is going to go on strike tomorrow with a formal announcement, but it's pretty much a thing unless the producers suddenly swoop in at the last minute, but that seems unlikely. So it's kind of momentous. It's the first time in a while that they're going to go on strike and the first time in 60 years that both the Screen Actors Guild and the Writers Guild are both at the same time striking.
Yes.
So, what are the SAG... Yeah, striking
terms,
yeah, the terms, reasons, same lang ba as the WGA?
It's more or less the same, which is the undermining of the entire payment schemes because of the advent of the streaming and the digital platforms and whatnot. So, and also the transparency of the numbers. That's one of the things that, that the creators really want to know about, because diba, they can't just claim na, oh, we can't pay you this much because it only had this many views, but you know, trust us. We can't show you the metrics, but just trust us na, you know, there's no one else to parang be a second objective authority that can say, oh, this is how many people watched it on this platform, etc. So, yeah.
Tomorrow yeah, is SAG head.
Weird.
Sandra Oh.
Fran Drescher.
The nanny.
Is it Fran Drescher or Sandra Oh? I thought it was Sandra Oh.
It's Fran Drescher.
Oh, Fran Drescher.
And you know who she took over from? It's Gabrielle Carteris.
No way.
Oh my gosh.
Andrea really? From Beverly Hills.
Yeah, 902. From Beverly Hills 90210.
Wow.
The nerd.
The oldest cast member of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, it wasn't no, Ian Ziering.
It was Luke. Wasn't it Luke Perry?
No, she was the
Ian Ziering was in his 30s. Are you sure?
I don't know.
I was thought Luke Perry was like the 40, or was that another?
It is just like, rumor? You are trying. No, it's his forehead wrinkles. He was not the oldest, was he?
Ang alam ko ito si Ian Ziering.
Wow.
Okay. But I might be wrong.
Ian Ziering, who I lined up behind in like a Starbucks, and its shirt said, "Who do you choose, Donna or Brenda?" And I'm like, dude, it's been a good 25 years.
I was reading the terms of this of the SAG strike. So they're not allowed to, apart from appearing in any TV show or movie, they're not allowed to appear in any red carpet or premiere or even the San Diego Comic Con.
Yes. Oh my God. I know people going to the San Diego Comic Con. Shout out Jacko and our former guest,
Gina.
No,
the going. Funny thing is, parang it, diba, the news broke today. And then apparently in, I think, London. The premiere, the UK premiere of Oppenheimer has to be moved 1 hour ahead
oh my
on schedule
God.
Just so that the actors can be on the red carpet and do the press round before the movie technically begins. And then after the movie ends, they can't ano na, engage. They're ano na, technically on strike na.
So Cillian Murphy's prayers come true. Navarney doesn't have to do any more press. For the movie, I guess.
Well,
yeah, you have to be like, and what's the British one? Like, can you be both or no?
Well, like, you can be both, but kasi you have to, but you're a member of the ano pa rin eh. Kasi it's international eh. Diba? Like, I know the Alien show of FX under Noah Hawley that's preparing to shut down and they're shooting in Thailand. And
what?
Then also,
because the production is primarily out of America.
No, because the actors are SAG members. Oh. Even if they're not in the United States, if you are a card-carrying member and you pay your dues,
okay,
you have to follow the ano,
okay, kind of like
or
being
be
a citizen
a
of one country and then
right,
all rules
right.
apply.
And then the other major production that I saw news about preparing to halt is Gladiator 2
with Paul Mescal
wow.
and Pedro
that's
Pascal.
Right. So that's the one.
It's our time to shine, Cinemalaya.
this one will definitely put the kibosh na kasi actors na to eh. Ano gagawin niya, yeah.
Tsaka, and then recently, I mean, don't know who released that thing about the writers, about the AMPT basically waiting for the writers to starve.
So it's propaganda, it was a, right,
it
Roman?
Was like a,
that's what you
yeah,
said.
It was like a, it's a leak from ano eh. Pero it was a planted leak kuno from some executives, but not though all of the producers' guild were in agreement. Pero it really shows you how parang out of touch they are, because they thought it would be like a freezing effect, na matatakot yung writers, na you know the producers are in this for the long haul. But it just made everyone want to slit their throats. Diba? Yeah. Kasi it's like, oh, we're gonna wait for these creatives to go homeless. Parang mas lalong nag-galvanize sila. Una, sanay na yung mga writers na hindi sila bad. Second, yung mga other people, yeah, are like, damn, these guys are cutthroat, diba? And they think this would make them, you know, look tough and scary. No, it just made them, it may just made people want to build a guillotine, diba?
Yeah, our friends of the pod, Katie and Ryan, who are WGA and who have been striking, basically say that the captains have been meeting with the AMPT people, and it's really a different breed now. It's like, I mean, before you would get like these old Hollywood people who, you know, really cared about the industry and the town, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But now it's really mostly like tech bros.
Oh, gosh. Young.
Yeah. It's either tech bros or MBA people who don't have any kind of...
Who grew up watching
They don't
YouTube.
Have any respect, basically, for the culture or the creative work, parang ganun, the legacy and heritage of what they're parang taking care of. Well, supposed to be the stewards of, diba? Yeah. Which is Zaslav, basically, another yeah. person, always.
Yeah. So that's going to push back, I guess, segue to the Emmys.
Mm-hmm. So it's... Yeah. No, not push back. It's just, it might not even happen.
Wow. Like, well yesterday not I was reading show up, it might get pushed back. So now wala na talaga. Or chance of nawala na.
Yeah, pushback kasi is like assuming that it's going to be resolved quickly. And no one knows at this point because it's a real flashpoint in terms of the payment schemes. And they don't want to budge, but then, syempre, even if you do have the Emmys, diba, you can't have any scripts. There are no jokes. Yeah. No one yeah. can write for
Bullet
the Emmys.
Bullet points na lang. Chat GPT to write all the lyrics.
Well, that's really gonna go down well with the WGA.
Sarah Silverman is suing, I know, right?
Yeah, along with Richard Kadri.
Well, at least we were able to see Ryan Gosling on the red carpet and all his Kennergy.
Yeah, buti na lang, no?
Buti yeah, pala they rushed everything. And I was wondering, why are they just globetrotting right now? Yung pala, the impending SAG strike is happening.
They knew when the contract was up, diba?
Yeah.
Speaking of the Emmy segue.
Speaking of, congratulations to all Succession fans and White Lotus fans yeah. and The Last of Us fans. The three shows that the Academy voters saw.
The three shows that Emmy voters watch.
Yeah. That's
and
basically.
Yet Reese Horn still did not
she
get
did.
Nominated.
She is.
No, she did. She did.
Supporting. Oh, okay. They submitted supporting. Her in supporting.
Pero okay. It feels crazy na there's 8 nominees, di ba?
For and then including Jay Smith Cameron and like couldn't do anything this season, really.
Not this season, really, di ba? Yeah. I mean, even Brian Cox, to be honest, I mean, he did great naman, pero 3 episodes out of 10, di ba? Yeah. Pero of course, that's not how it's done. You just submit the one episode you're proudest of, di ba? And then but so that's yeah. but it's so frustrating, even though there are of course shows that I love that have been nominated. Medyo OA talaga yung parang ano HBO lang ba meron kayo, 'di ba? Parang
well, they also have Apple because they have Ted Lasso still
I
in
know,
there.
That's the frustration. Yeah. Eh. It's like Ted Lasso, White Lotus, and then basta. Ay nako, hindi, let's go. Okay. But I'm happy naman for like Last of Us ganun, Succession, even though they kind of went overboard. But did you see that how ridiculous the supporting actor lineup is? All 8 nominees are only from 2 shows.
Yeah.
It's
White
so
Lotus
stupid.
And
like,
Succession.
Are you telling me Nicholas Braun did a better job than Stellan Skarsgård in Andor?
Yeah, that's diba? True.
Or that Jay Smith had more moments than Fiona Shaw in Andor also? Diba? I mean, they got like career best monologues from that show. And then it's like, what's going on with these? Why do you only have these two subscriptions?
Well, you know.
That's true. Alexander Skarsgård was nominated and his dad was not, right? That's like.
Counterpoint, yeah. The Emmy Academy will say that, well, we nominated Obi-Wan in limited series. So that's that. There's another show that like, we saw.
another shot for their credibility, diba? Of all the shows from Disney Plus, Obi-Wan, as in Wan, as in pale and lifeless. Of course, of all the episodes na ma-nominate for Ted Lasso, yung finale na parang walang jokes, it was just sentimental schmaltz. Zero nominations ang Diva.
Considering,
I mean, I would have thought at least Brad Pitt would, you know, tickle their balls. Pero
for guest appearance.
At least very deserved. And Dave is fairly recent, diba? And I was like, baka hindi siya eligible. Pero na-nominate deservingly yung one of the best, funniest episodes of the entire year, which is the other two's episode about the AIDS play. So,
okay.
If that
what?
Was able
That's
to
so
make
confusing.
It in.
What?
Yeah, and and yet, the other How's two and Dave are not nominated for best comedy. It's crazy.
Well, it's a bear. At least it's nominated. Okay.
The bear is the bear submitted season one.
Season one. And na nominate siya, di ba? It has a couple of nominations. Mm. But it still feels like parang is the Emmy voting block like 20 people sharing one apartment, di ba?
Oh man. I'm happy Anthony Carrigan got nominated.
Yes, and jury duty. James
Jury
Marsden.
Judy was a nice surprise.
Yeah.
I mean, that was nominated for best comedy. So I think it sometimes is talaga that popularity contest. Now, definitely more people watch Jury Duty than the other two, or probably Dave. Bob Odenkirk, ready to lose a 15th time.
Sorry, I mean, I love you, Bob Odenkirk, but yeah, you have no chance in hell.
Your only shot is if the three Succession actors split the vote, basically. And then somehow maka nose past, diba, si Bob. I mean, Patrick Fabian also didn't get nominated. Parang Jonathan Banks.
Is Yellow Jackets nominated for season one or two?
Two. Isn't that so strange?
Oh, God.
Nothing also for The Great, which I know you guys don't watch,
yeah,
but it had a really strong third season on you know, in my opinion. And nagulat actually on even Nabilin de Bromlo, especially, who had like her best work material this season. Nothing. I don't even know if there's any Hulu shows. No
and
actors
also,
from House of the Dragon. No Paddy Considine.
That's so fucking true. Holy shit.
Oh,
now that is a...
Well, parang actor
diba?
Naman is but a is, bloodbath.
No, but Nicholas Braun is there. Supporting to, diba?
Supporting ba si Paddy? I would think he was lead actor siya.
Yeah, because he died... Well, spoiler, right? He's kind of there after the time.
Yeah, ensemble naman yung ano, they're basically all supporting. Okay.
But none of them are, and they're all amazing, right? That's crazy.
No Harrison Ford, which is a shock to me.
No Yellowstone at all, I think.
Is Yellowstone any good? Should I actually watch Yellowstone?
I tried watching. It's parang siyang Dallas. So if you're into Dallas.
What?
Yeah, I'm serious.
People say na it's parang sikat among Republicans for a reason. Which I think it's...
But it's Taylor Sheridan, right?
I know, pero
so
lumalabas nice. Din yung pagkaano dyan niya. Pero diba, he's one of the people na medyo embroiled in Writers Guild stuff. Pero it's about territorial stuff. Less, not so much naman necessarily toxic male, but definitely like the macho archetypes are reinforced. Ganyan.
Dallas.
Dallas. Okay. JR.
So yeah, I mean, kudos naman to some nice choices. Although, di ba si Bella Ramsey, who is
she's nominated.
Non-binary?
Yeah.
For so I don't know how
actress.
Yeah, dapat lang.
Yeah.
Pero I'm not sure like how that's going to be addressed. Yellow Jackets for drama. I don't. Anyway, confusing.
That's a really weird like. I can't believe Hot D. I mean, that was such a well-performed show, all of them. And that speech of, you know, right? Paddy and the, you know, like,
last,
don't do this because
last
I'm the king, but because I'm a pity the old man. I don't, wow, I know.
Hi.
Oh, well. Hi.
But you know Emmy's becoming Grammys.
Our favorite shows are nominated, so, yeah.
But hey, I'm happy with James Marsden. That's my manok right there for this year's Emmy.
As an audience member, as a viewer, no, parang the only thing I can look at as a silver lining with all the strikes is, well, maybe there's a chance to catch up on all the stuff I haven't watched. Diba? Parang the backlog of all these TV shows and movies and whatnot.
And K-dramas, like, which is really nothing going in full swing at the moment.
Well, K-dramas aren't going to stop. They're hindi naman sila guild members. Eh. So the international productions, full steam ahead. Actually, now is their time to, you know, not strike, that's the wrong word, pero now is their time to really put forth their best material and try to get some of that attention from the spotlight.
Let's go, Maurice Rakal in Marupok AF.
Let's hit it. Let's hear that classic Lalo Schifrin theme, Mel. Go.
Right. Mission Impossible.
Seven.
Part one.
7A.
Dead Reckoning.
Dead Reckoning A.
Wow. A fun time at the movies. What do you guys think?
Can you summarize a Mission Impossible plot, by the way? Good luck, Mark.
So, basically, this is about Ethan Hunt is tasked with finding a key called the other half of a key called the whatever. Okay, then the key, you put the two keys together, and then you control what is known as Sebastopol, the entity. it's put in Sebastopol, but I think it controls the entity. I love this. What a MacGuffin. The best MacGuffin so far. Better than the rabbit's foot. Sebastopol is the submarine, right? That's the name of the submarine. But the entity is, in not so many words, artificial intelligence that is connected to everything and basically knows everything. Much like, Fast 7? I can see everything, can predict everything more or less that goes online.
No, it's like Avengers 3, 2, where they were AI.
Yeah, where they were like controlling the stoplights, Ultron. And then like all the cameras were just looking for, I forget.
Anyway, okay, where are we in the plot?
I don't know.
Or James Spader with a sassy AI with a sassy attitude.
Yes, ish. But this AI has a human slave. Well, the human operator, whose name is Gabriel. And apparently Gabriel was very instrumental in Ethan Hunt's joining the IMF. And so basically Hunt tries to plant the other half of the key on someone, sell it to a buyer so I can figure out who the buyer is and figure out where the key is supposed to be used. But, you know, hijinks ensue when a pickpocket named Grace basically gets the key, and they go chasing each other for 2 hours. And apparently, well, we'll get to that in spoiler territory. But apparently, it's really all about getting the key.
Actually, the touchstone I want to mention is the classic 2000s thriller Eagle Eye.
Wow.
With Shia LaBeouf.
Yes.
That's the rogue AI talaga.
So are you saying that Macquarie dug deep into Shia's filmography and said, I want to remake Eagle Eye?
No, I think he just saw... I think he saw ChatGPT way before people really saw it. And then he was like, this is the enemy of the future and creativity, so let's take it on. Because they were already... started filming...
They were shooting COVID.
Yeah, this is one of the first ones to resume shooting...
With Tom's famous COVID rant.
Yeah.
Because someone was not wearing a face mask on set.
So definitely it was being written around the time Fallout was coming out, I think. So...
Was it written after Top Gun Maverick was written, or...
Possibly.
I think Top Gun Maverick was supposed to come out 2020, right? So by that time they were shooting MI, it had already been editing.
Mm. Yeah, I think it was written
basically. So, yeah.
Pero the writing, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Well, for those who don't know, both movies were written by Macquarie, who is the director of this film, Rogue Nation, and Fallout. And it's also, I think, Tom Cruise's real love of his life.
Yeah. His OTP. I mean, it says something that once Macquarie...
One true partner?
Yeah. Well, it says something about that once Macquarie started directing...
Jack Reacher?
No, not Reacher. His first Mission Impossible. After that, the tradition of changing directors every mission was done. Wala na. Parang Cruise found his guy. And it's like, you're the perfect mission director. We're going to stick now with you.
Yeah.
Cruise said, will you marry me in a non-Scientology way? And
speaking of Scientology, I have a question that might be a little bit spoilery, but not yet Scarlet worthy yet. But just in case, no. I casually mentioned this to my seatmate. No, parang... I just said, I wonder if this was written. But there were rumors kasi na Hayley Atwell was being vetted by Scientology to be parang Tom Cruise's new partner. And I was wondering, it made me wonder while watching, na parang, I wonder if this was written while those rumors were, if there was any truth to those rumors, if this is parang a result.
Or if this is her audition.
Parang...
I mean, they have chemistry.
Nagulat ako sa role, yung significance ng role niya, diba? Sa screenplay.
Third build or second build, something like that. And I was surprised that Rebecca Ferguson was billed way after her. Yeah. So in the opening credits, I didn't expect that.
Yeah, I thought was that an alphabetical type thing? Or,
No. It was really Atwell, and then Simon Pegg, Ving Rhames, and then Rebecca Grabe Ferguson.
Naman. Bakit? She was in Life, right? She's had movies of her own.
Anyway.
She's the star
of
Silo.
She's in Dune and Dune 2.
She's in Silo. But, okay, wait. You guys, this is one of our most anticipated films of 2023.
One of our favorite franchises. Yeah.
One of our favorite franchises, that's right.
One
From
of our favorite teams.
From the greatest
teams.
Entertainer ever. I'm convinced of it, but...
The biggest movie star in
Robin
history.
Naman, Beyonce
yeah,
pa rin.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, fine, there's Beyonce. But yes, biggest movie star in definitely... History. How did you guys feel, or what did you think about MI7A?
Well, Quark said Quark gave na his good time at the movies. Eh. Pero well, ako
fun time at the movies.
Ako, I really enjoyed myself. It's one of the best times at the theater. One of the best films of the year. I think it's a hair or a scooch under Fallout in my lineup.
We
can discuss the reasons later. But yeah, I mean, I think there's some things because I can't help but feel were factors like COVID nga. And then there are things that I'm looking for, like the continuation of like what happened. Did the syndicate just evaporate after John Lark was gone after Fallout, diba? Because Simon Lane is still alive. We know that.
Wait, Solomon Lane though, right?
Solomon Lane, sorry. Not Solomon Simon Lane. Simon Lane pala is the, ano. Yeah. I'm thinking of Jeremy Irons in Die Hard with a Vengeance. Anyway. There are some things I'm thinking about na parang I don't think there was like as memorable a beatdown, for example, as the bathroom scene, diba? Or even the jumping out the halo. What's the nice complication with that scene is that he has to save Cavill also, diba? So even though I love the stunt, the main stunt that they were hyping up all year, it's a stunt that he's alone for, diba? So parang I think that was a COVID issue, perhaps na they can't complicate it further with someone else, and they also don't show the parang the struggle of hitting the train. It becomes kind of a joke, a joke button in the scene. But you know, I'm so happy with a lot of other things. Like I'm really so glad that Macquarie seems to have really evolved as a director in the non-action elements, like the moments of grace and you know these little beats that he gives to let action scenes breathe, and the sort of the more tender moments between Hunt and his band of never-do-wells, and even yung mga panic moments ni Benji, the scene between Ilsa and Ethan at the roof in Venice was lovely, and then there's a callback later which is very moving. There was a thing I also noticed na one of the main set pieces is this astounding chase in Rome, di ba? And I remembered that the chase in Rome is the best scene for me in Fast X. And then this just blows it. This just blows it out of the water because Macquarie and Cruz remember to add bits and moments of humor, di ba? There's like this expected. There's like twists and surprises in the chase, but there's also like funny bits, like the that shot of all these amazing supercars and then the IMF cars, the small electric Fiat. Adding the complication of having to be handcuffed to Grace, and then Grace not being as good a driver as Ethan, and of course the wonderful addition of not just Shea Whigham, but Shea Whigham's amazing head of hair. It's just expertly coiffed this entire movie. Even if he's running, he just looks like a million bucks. And yeah.
And still very Shea Whigham.
Still very Shea Whigham. But the whole last hour, actually, if you think about it, it's just people one by one falling in love with Ethan Hunt.
Especially Greg Tarzan Davis, an alumnus of Maverick.
He's the first. The first one to really fall, to be swayed, di ba, by the, wait, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, the partner.
From Top Gun Maverick, one of the graduates. Oh my gosh. You know, you guys know I'm such a big Tom Cruise fan, and I'm such a big MI fan. Well, the movie series, of course. So I knew I was going to love this film, but I didn't think that I would love it this much, considering it's 2 hours and 47 minutes, 43 minutes. It felt shorter than John Wick, which was kind of like the same running time. It felt like it happened so fast. Like there was, I didn't even know when to take a bathroom break in the middle because I didn't want to miss anything. There were parts of the film where I was just smiling because I felt like I was watching MI1 with McHugh was, I don't know
with
if he was.
Kittredge.
Not just with Kittredge, but with the shots that McHugh chose to do, like the off-center low angle, Dutch angle, super
De
Palma, super.
Yeah, it seems like a very, it's almost a tribute.
Right?
Because there's a lot of also callbacks to, what's her name's mom, right?
To Max.
Vanessa Kirby's mom, yeah. Vanessa Redgrave.
Yes, yes.
So
I kind of don't understand all the criticism that this movie is getting from like 3% of the critical population, and they're saying I don't understand why some of the shots have no continuity or it's so weird the angle. I'm like, dude, you guys, you forget MI1 is De Palma and that's how he pretty much shot it, and you're also forgetting that this is Mission Impossible where the plot is really just all over the place, and you're supposed to sit down and be entertained by all of this. And the old gladiator meme always comes to mind. Now, are you not entertained, people? This is so good. It's so good. And people forget that this is part one. So there is obviously going to be a part two that will wrap up all the character developments and the plot and whatever. All the MacGuffins are all going to be ended there. So loved it. I love this year in movies. And MI7 part one is part of that.
No, I was like, yeah, I'm not raining on the screen, but I still had fun. It's spectacular. So on IMAX, it wasn't shot on IMAX though, no. But it was, yeah, it was great. Really, what you look for in a movie, right? Kind of just a grand time in the theater. It's a fantastic popcorn movie, but I do think it is a popcorn movie, especially compared to the other Missions Impossible. Parang I felt it was a little goofy and campy in a weird way. Like parang iba yung director, actually, honestly. But not necessarily in a bad way. Like it almost felt like a screwball comedy, especially with the Grace and Ethan parts. And a lot, it almost in a good way. Parang, but of course, parang ano.
What?
Parang,
don't you not welcome that this is the pinaka rom-com of,
yeah,
of this,
well,
series?
You know, MI2 had that slow mo.
That's true. MI2 is like the love story. You're right. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, mas may com talaga. Parang siyang night and day.
Pero mas may com to.
Yes.
Lol.
Yeah,
I
know. Uy. Parang gold yun. Parang siyang ghosted in a very, very good way. Because ghosted is pretty much like night and day.
Spoiler alert! Don't listen if you haven't seen the movie.
So yeah, I think honestly, guys, more than an hour is spent getting into hijinks with Haley. Basically, more than an hour is spent chasing after Grace, and you never get her. You have that fantastic airport scene, and apparently that airport wasn't open yet. No,
I heard, I read, yeah.
I think about that scene. Yeah, and then and then of course, and then you go to the jail, and then there's kind of like a bunch of fight scenes in there, and then you have the Rome chase scene, which is amazing.
Mm.
And then you peel it with the guy, but it did occur to me, like, yeah, they've been basically chasing after Grace for an hour and they didn't get her pa rin.
Yeah, but parang doesn't that speak to kasi yun nga, they're trying to build up her character because, you know, semi spoiler, she becomes a bigger figure in the world.
Yeah. Also, I love Rebecca Ferguson, and it was like, you know, did you really introduce a badass British lady only to replace the other badass British lady? So I was very, very saddened by her death, actually. Especially, I think, with, you know, the a lot of the emotionality of Fallout was because of her, diba? Parang she kind of helped, ano? So I guess in the Macquarie ones, this is my least favorite. But I think I'm in the minority where it's actually Rogue Nation that's my favorite. And then
wow.
And then Fallout and then this, yeah. So yeah. So
what did you guys feel about the introduction of new characters? Like we have Hayley Atwell and then I guess she is the major one. Yeah.
Briggs.
And Esai Morales.
Yeah. Because she Gabriel. Joins the team.
Where is he from?
He's in Ozark. That's where I remember him from.
The actor?
Yeah, he's like a big bad in Ozark. But yeah, I don't know. He's also not a great villain. Especially compared to Solomon Lane.
Well, yeah. So parang about that, no? Parang one of the, shortcomings is that they hype up in film, not in the promos necessarily, but in film, but they hype up Gabriel because he's like a ghost, then he's a figure in Ethan's past, but then it's never shown. But they don't really explain. We're assuming that he killed the woman he killed is someone important to Ethan, and he just says that he's the reason I joined the IMF, so he feels like he was shaped by Gabriel, so he must be a badass also from before. But parang all that backstory is, I feel, going to be the introduction of part two. But what I wanted really was the motivation for Gabriel being a disciple of the Entity. And thematically, it's funny to me na Ethan Hunt is basically fighting God. Entity is all-knowing, all-seeing. His disciple is named Gabriel. The key is the shape of a cruciform. So there's these things na, you know, they're definitely like playing with and hinting at.
Religious, yeah.
So parang, oh, okay, that's an interesting way to go then. And then the other thing...
Do you think it's because what Ethan Hunt will eventually become a Christ figure? Do you think that this is the end?
I don't know him.
And then the next...
Yeah, I think if anything, when he kills the Entity, it's going to be like Scientology is the way to go. Parang ganon. So...
Yeah. And then the aliens come.
Zenu will descend. And then it's going to become Edge of Tomorrow too. Parang ganon. Pero, the other thing is I was a little apprehensive with Paris because I love Pom Clementief, pero I'm also a little tired of the you know the unspeaking sexy Asian lady with colored hair trope, diba? And so at least it got shaded better towards the end, diba? She's one of the people who ends up falling in love and turning, and then she survives, so malamang sasali na siya sa IMF then for part two. And then yeah, so there are some things maybe nga in retrospect this might be lower nga than the Rogue Nation, because Rogue Nation for me is super clean and efficient, and it's the only mission movie where walang fight with the main villain, diba? They just trap him in the cage. Parang it's a con parang thing, a trap, and then yeah. But it's still great, you know what I mean? It's like It's not a weak mission by any standard. It's still one of the best films of the year, an amazing feat of action filmmaking, a spectacle, an experience. You know, your superlatives may vary, but still, and, yeah.
And the physicality of action, kasi, you know, like you can really feel that, oh my God, he did jump out of that motorcycle, even without knowing the, you know, the behind the scenes. But you can really feel it. Whereas maybe if, as even with John Wick, where he's like falling down the steps in Sacré-Cœur, but you're like, this is not really happening. And especially with Fast, right? Where I tried to watch 9 to get ready for 10, but I ended up not seeing 10. But there's that scene in 9 where Michelle Rodriguez jumps out of the car and then into the motorcycle or something, and then goes off the bridge and then hangs on a branch. It's like, Jesus Christ, like these things can't be done by
it's in its character na rin, kasi they abandoned physics na in 5 pa lang ata, di ba? Pero yung, yeah, I mean, there's some, even the featurettes, diba, if you've seen, I've been following them all with the airport and all this. Pero there's one where they hype up the parang speed parachuting thing. But it's just the ending. It's just a denouement for him to get to, you know, a car, parang ganon. And it's like, damn, I thought this was going to be like some kind of breathless scene. Pero anyway, there's these touches I love. Like one of my favorite things, I don't know if you guys noticed this.
Really?
The Rome chase doesn't have music. And I noticed it. And I was like,
it's just all sound design.
For something with a great score. Yes. And a relentless score also.
And it's just effects. And I was like, I realized it's adding to the tension. Because you're just like watching, like, how are they going to get away with this? Parang how much longer is this going to go on? So ang galing na, parang, napansin ko, oh, ano, walang music. Galing. And then yung mga ganong touches.
Yan na yung for your consideration for the Sound Awards.
Pwede, sound. Diba? Because there's other times naman na he will be all score and then no sound effects. Diba? And then that's when you usually know like, uh-oh, someone's gonna get killed here or something like that. It's gonna be a dramatic moment.
Yeah, so yeah, what do you guys feel about Ilsa's death, by the way?
I wanted there to be more like more ceremony over it. Kasi parang siyang naging a set aside.
Yeah.
Parang siyang naging, oh, by the way, Ilsa died. And then okay, you're the new one that Ethan's protecting. It just felt too soon for me, but then I guess that's how MI is, right?
Well, I guess because
run fast.
Yeah, plot wise, no time for love, Dr. Jones.
Pero may ano, may Venice.
5 minutes naman sila doon.
5 minute montage.
But Mong did ask.
Oh, ne, pero kaya nga ang ganda nun, diba? Na parang that scene in the roof, na when it gets a return later on, it's the same framing, but her absence is obviously very felt, diba? Ang ganda ng ganda
Mong
ng
did ask yun. if the franchise had a problem with women. Uh-huh. Because it seems like it has such an easy time killing off the females in the series.
I noticed that no women won a fight. like it is always like, well, you know, Ethan has to save them or they'll just die. Parang ano, yun yung napansin ko. Parang, that's kind
pero
of weird.
Ano, introduction ni Ilsa, she saves him.
True.
Yeah, because he didn't know who the hell she was, diba? And then she passed him the key because he was being beaten up by some thugs in an underground, like, I don't know, stock room or what.
Yeah, so R.I.P. Ilsa. No, I don't have a sold on her ever as a love interest, but I really liked her.
Mm-hmm. I love her European coldness.
Everyone loves her.
With the job.
But parang that's why it also hurts din, diba? Na parang, you do want to be like, oh, why'd you do that?
But there needed to be stakes. Right?
Then, especially if it's going to be suspect then that's why I was asking, why are they sliding in Hayley Atwell with so much, like, they're really, not the man hyping up her skill, but her parang value to the story as a new recruit, diba?
Congratulations to Hayley Atwell for finally finding something after
post Marvel,
yes, that really suits her,
yeah,
and I think really elevates her talents. It just suited her so well. I feel like she had a breast reduction. I was like, her boobs are smaller.
It seems like she, yeah, true. Because it's been 10 years since since Agent Carter, right? The show. Oh. It's going to be 10 years. Yeah, but she still looks amazing.
Courtney's
but yes,
ask her boobs mother do look smaller. If she can do like a TikTok on wow. Atwell's boobs, if she thinks she had a reduction of sorts.
Is that an occupational hazard for your mom, kaya? Now when she's watching movies, it's like, someone's tits went it's small. True.
She can, that's the game. Like, she'll paint, this one had rhinoplasty, this one had...
Wow.
So does she think Tom Cruise has had any work done?
Naman.
Yeah.
Naman.
I think, especially, which was the movie where he's like in jail in the first scene, which is the MIA, and then he's like...
Ghost Protocol.
Yeah, parang... Grabe naman. You can kind of see, I think that the difference between the J.J. Abrams one and Ghost Protocol, parang... okay, tumanda siya and he had some work done. Parang... But here, he looks good. He looks like old man good. Parang,
yeah, pero which is weird because in the red carpet, parang, where are his stylists and makeup teams?
Well, because Ramon, all these films are, well, especially Tom Cruise's films, and I heard this over at the Town with Matt Belloni podcast, they have to go through some minor de-aging tech to make him look good. And the company has signed an NDA to never talk about it.
Wow. So how do you hear about it if they never talked about it?
I mean, they can't say now we did some de-aging tech on Tom Cruise. But Matt Belloni had the CEO come on the show and they talked about de-aging and then he hinted or Belloni kind of prodded na you guys do this major A-lister maverick guy. Because right. He looks fantastic in Top Gun.
Ah, so parang and, blind item na obvious na obvious.
Yes, yes. So they smooth out his wrinkles. Ganon.
For sure in Dead Reckoning 2, it's gonna probably start with like young Tom Cruise free.
Oh, kasi it's going to be it's going to be the intro,
the
diba?
Flashback.
It's a flashback basically. Yeah. Why? Who's this woman? And then, well, at least...
What do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, parang I wish it was in this film because I wanted to know the motivation of Gabriel.
More backstory.
But yeah, parang...
yeah. But I mean, like, considering his record of lady loves, and why didn't they just use someone else, no? Like Thandi Newton? I mean, I'm sure there's someone in the Mission Impossible series that you could have... I mean, as opposed to feeling like, you know, I mean, it's a very... it's a very Fast and Furious move, right? You're kind of like retroactively adding in origin stories.
You know, I was watching a featurette. Na McHugh said he doesn't want to do any MI movie where you have to
know anything else.
Yeah, look at the old movies. Yeah. Everything has to be standalone for him.
Except for Dead Reckoning 2, malamang.
Well, yun nga. Except for these two, where he breaks his own rules.
I know, you know. But Quark reminded me that Thandi Wei's character is also a pickpocket / thief, diba? Pero at least
that's the only Mission Impossible I never rewatched. They should
John Woo, pare. For some people, that's his best hair.
Pero
pero diba, yung sinabi mo Mel, at least because of that blind item, nahanap natin the true impossible mission na the one stunt na Tom Cruise won't do, which is age.
Yeah, it even slims down his face. The AI. That's why it kind of looks like, you know, like Othera 10 times.
The irony that the entity is actually changing his...
I think that's a commentary on the deepfakes that Tom Cruise hates.
Yeah, I'm sure. Diba? And it's weird la, kasi in the red carpet, it's like medyo saggy siya. So parang he's starting to look like his Vanilla Sky self.
No! On the record, do we love or hate Vanilla Sky?
I super love Vanilla Sky.
Yeah, and Quark does not.
I'm on the fence, maybe.
Pero do you actively dislike it, like hate it, ganon, or just not?
No, but because there's some great moments, like Can We Still Be Friends is like one of my favorite
sequences,
needle drops of all time.
But yeah, I remember your
I don't hate it. I don't super hate it.
Hey, I still really say like see you in the next life when we are both cats to some random people. They don't know where it's from.
I don't use that quote, naman, pero. I think the one I use is Jason Lee, yung parang You can't have the no, the sweet without the bitter, parang ganon.
Anyway,
and in the car was just anyway.
Dead Reckoning Part 2 is coming out in June 23, 2024.
Have they even shot it yet?
So yeah, they yeah. haven't finished. They haven't finished,
but they were shooting it in one go, dapat eh, diba?
I'm so, kind of hoping they go back to Asia for Dead Reckoning 4 because I'm kind of sick of Europe and the Middle East and Eurasia. Balik naman kayo sa like Bangkok or India or something.
Baka magsusol
na sila. Guess what's coming out 2025 because of the SAG strike.
Oh nga, no. Hindi, pero Producers Guild din si, ano eh, si Tom Cruise. Sure, yeah, if there's anyone who can, you know, that's a true Mission Impossible. How do we shoot this?
Yeah. Oh, wait. I just want one last question. Kittredge, he was the guy with the aquarium,
yes.
right? With the gum.
Yes.
And that's the only other time he showed
yes, he
up.
Never came Is back she... any other time. Yep, diba?
I love it. And I love that it's always like, yeah, you know what? And it's kind of like a tongue-in-cheek thing where it's like, yeah, this guy's gonna go rogue. he always does. Like, that's part of the, that's always part of the SOP. So, I appreciate it.
Sinabi na ni Cavill, diba, na parang, how many times has this guy, diba, gone rogue, diba? Well, how long until that guy snaps, diba? That's him talking to Angela Bassett, who is sadly not here, pero she's in a photo frame behind Carrie Elvis's head. Grabe yung scene na yan, sa Impa, so bizarre. Kasi it's like, I knew scene. Every actor there, basically, diba? Indira Varma, si Rob Delaney, si Charles Parnell, si Mark
Gatiss,
diba? And then Gary Alves. And then the guy we don't know is Tom Cruise pala. Who looks like a goggle-eyed freak.
And so then, parang Tom Cruise has a merry band of actors na that he just loves working with also.
Yeah, the ones who don't ask about Scientology.
Or maybe they are Scientologists.
Hindi naman yata.
Next up, Elizabeth Moss.
Actually, diba, parang that actually has occurred to me. Why don't you just go to your pool diba, of talent that you already have in the wings? Diba?
Juliet Lewis.
Both the BCs, I mean, diba? Diba?
Lol, Juliet Lewis. Too old for
Tapos yung biglang may Beck song sa score. Tapos nandiyan si Michael Peña as my new wisecracker.
Jada Pinkett.
Yeah. Oh.
And the guy who plays Logan in Veronica Mars.
Oh my gosh, oh nga, si ano, what's his name? Pero oh nga, no, parang wala nang career yun eh. Oh, I wanted to say na I'm so glad Vanessa Kirby had so much more to do this time. And she got to be funny also. She got to play.
She was so great.
Yeah, she had to play Grace as her, which is so funny. Yeah. But, and also the train sequence seems another callback to Mission 1. But yeah, it also outshone the train fights in Dial of Destiny because you know they're actually doing their own stunts. So
oh, you haven't seen Dial of Destiny yet? Okay.
Yeah, it's the intro naman, Mel. It's not necessarily a spoiler, but yeah.
But going definitely, this movie goes up there in the pantheon of great train sequences of all time. Because they used all the cars in this freaking train.
Oh,
it's great.
Actually, I was watching it with Chris, diba? First of all, what I wanted to say earlier was when Ilsa dies, I think I heard Chris gasp. Pero the other thing that we were parang mentioning to each other was, doesn't the train sequence remind you of Uncharted 2?
The game?
Yeah.
Should I never played
it? Sayang. Okay, sayang. Because there's an amazing sequence there na parang this feels like an Uncharted 2 stage.
All right.
So I think next episode, we tackle the double header of the summer season. Barbenheimer.
Or Open B.
Cleared by the MTRCB to screen here in the Philippines. Mm.
Wow. Despite the 9-dash line.
Oh my gosh.
What 8-dash line. They counted. There? That's why. Nisha 9, 8 lang daw.
It's not the number of dashes naman that's the important. Random lang din yun from the fake map. Pero,
you never know with our government officials. I mean,
what was I going to say? Oh, by the way, the first two episodes of Full Circle by Steven Soderbergh are on HBO Go now.
Ooh,
as well as the Smartless podcast docuseries is also there now. And Yay! Even Dead Race, if you haven't seen it yet.
Thanks, guys. Short and sweet.
Okay.
Peace!